Bill, performed by Michael Kremer.
Wer mit Ungeheuern kämpft, mag zu sehen, dass nicht dabei zum Ungeheuer wird. Und wenn du lange in einem Abgrund blickst, blickt Abgrund auch in dich hinein. He who fights with monsters should see to it that he himself does not become a monster. And if you gaze long into an abyss, the abyss gazes also into you. Friedrich Nietzsche, Jenseits von Gut und Böse, Beyond Good and Evil, Aphorism 146. 1. Wednesday, August 11th, 8:45 a.m. No sign of forced entry. Detective Alex Romer took in that detail as an afterthought. He pulled on the sky-blue Tyvek booties and crossed into the air-conditioned crime scene, his footsteps making muffled sounds on the floor-to-tile flooring. People here had dollars, which meant they had influence, which meant scrutiny and associated headaches, which told Alex he was making a start on ruining the new day. This was Coral Gables, an affluent suburb of Miami, and it was too early to be investigating a murder. The house was just big enough that it might garner envy from most people, but it didn't stand out in this neighborhood. A large central stairway dominated the foyer and wound its way upward. Alex thought there should have been skylights and massive picture windows framed by tall palms to offer a carefully calculated peep show of privacy. Hidden conspicuous wealth was an oxymoron. The entire entrance should have been drowning in sunlight. Most vampires didn't like that. The place smelled pungent. Garlic. Concentrated. Way beyond what anyone would use for cooking. And something else. Vinegar with a hint of baking soda. Bright artificial light streamed from the next room where people murmured in concerned voices. The forensic services unit had brought in portable lights and set up before they'd thought to call him. That was odd. They were moving very quickly, which complicated things. Now he'd have to explain everything to these kids like it was day one. With a grimace, he set off for the lighted room. As he stepped toward it, an impressive oil painting came into view. It was the ninth trump of the major arcana of the tarot, the Hermit, holding his lantern aloft as a beacon encircled by encroaching gloom. The painting depicted the scene as if the lantern's powerful beams were actively battling the darkness, not simply traversing it, but piercing it, lancing it, laying waste to it. It was more than just a masterly rendition, it was a symbol. It was the sigil of the Lightbearer Society. Since the reveal, the Lightbearer Society had purportedly been helping both established vampires and the newly turned integrate into mundane society. The reveal. That's what everyone called it. The global event when vampires had flung aside their cloaks of secrecy and darkness to brave the scrutiny of the proverbial light. It was just the reveal. The Lightbearers were dirty as hell and had money and influence to spare. Headaches, free of charge. Shit. Well, now he knew why everyone was Johnny on the spot this morning. That's why they hadn't waited for him to arrive. A voice interrupted his thoughts.
When you're done admiring the art, we could use your help with the Vic. You know, any time that's convenient for you.
Alex took in the man who'd spoken. Detective, wearing a cheap suit off the rack. The suit implied professionalism, but Alex knew better. Still, it was more professional than the loose khakis and light green camp shirt he wore.
Your nocturne affairs, right?
The man barely hid the scorn in his voice. Alex raised his eyebrows as if to say, "What do you think?" He held up his badge and ID. Nocturne. There was that word. Since the vampires weren't going away anytime soon, the politically correct folks wanted the V word to become a no-no now. They'd come up with nocturne, a lazy truncation of Homo Nocturnus. Alex didn't like it.